Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. Back in Studio A with my guest this morning. Welcome back to KSJE, of course. The president and CEO of the Farmington Chamber of Commerce, Jamie Church, is here this morning. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing great.
Are you enjoying the cooler weather? Are you one of those fall people?
I'm a fall person.
You must be.
I am a fall person. Yeah. So, yeah, no, I love it.
I know I you learned your colors, so now we know exactly what you are.
I actually know my colors because I had my actual color analysis done by Carrie Thompson, who was a presenter at our Women's Summit, and then I was at Leadership San Juan.
That's right. Okay.
So I know my true colors. So I know all my colors.
Very good. Yes. Well, good to have you here.
Thank you. Thanks. We do have a lot coming up, including this week. We have a business after hours.
Right.
That is Thursday, and it's going to be up at No Worries at the airport. And it is being sponsored by our September Business of the Month, Basin Health Companies.
All right.
So the Business of the Month is a relatively new thing that the Chamber's doing, but I'm just sort of watching what all my Chamber members are doing, either on social media, how engaged they are, how often do I see their logos on other events that they're sponsoring, not necessarily chamber events, but community events, and other things they're doing, and new business practices, or being innovative, or, you know, taking advantage of the programs that like the SBDC has, or that the chamber offers. And so I'm just kind of watching that. And then we have a member of the month.
Okay.
So this month,
not in a creepy way. You're not watching in a creepy way. You're just watching in a nice way,
in
a promotional way, in a supportive way.
Just making sure that, you know, that they're taking advantage of all the things that are offered to them to make their business grow and thrive. And so, anyway, so this month it is Basin Health Companies, Vince Moffitt and his whole team over there. But they have their business after hours coming up this Thursday, and it's at 5. So please stop by and see them. They're a great group of people doing really important things in our community.
Right.
And then we have a coffee. We'll talk more about that. That's coming up September 29th. So we have a focus on Farmington coffee, and we'll talk a little bit more about that with our guests that are here today.
I'm going to get to the poster, though.
Yeah,
there it is. Okay, but we'll show that again later.
Chili October is coming up, October 7th. I can't believe that we're less than a month away.
Right.
But I did a little tally yesterday. It looks like we have right around 15 cooks, and I think we'll get a couple more, plus lots of vendors. Oh, yeah, still room for more.
Okay.
Up until about a week before we can take chili cooks. So if you're still thinking about it or trying to get a team organized, we can fit you in. We have lots of vendors this year. We actually have two beer and wine gardens. So we have one at Orchard Park Plaza and then one down at Allen, the intersection of Allen and Main. And then we have a lot going on up at Orchard Park Plaza. We have a live music with Joker's Wild, and then Lock Street Eats is going to have another band and a bouncy house for kids and all sorts of things. So really the entire from Orchard down to Lock Street is just going to be a festival. And that's what we're trying to promote and encourage is that more festival kind of things in downtown Farmington to bring people into those businesses down there.
Very good. Main Street will be closed to traffic, right?
Off, so starting at 5 a.m. So all the parking on the side streets will be open, but all those streets will be blocked off because that's where the chili cooks and the vendors are.
Right.
And we are. And the gates open at 11. And it's $20 if you bring a pair of used eyeglasses or new eyeglasses, could be new, and donate them to the Lions Club. The boxes will be there. Then you get $5 off of your bracelet to get in. So we're working with the Lions Club this year to try to get some eyeglasses. So, don't throw those eyeglasses away. Collect them.
Yes.
And then bring them down.
So. Yeah. Very good. Lots of stuff. Well, no wonder you're so busy.
Oh, I know it.
Wow, there's a lot of things going on. And you brought two special guests with you this month.
Well, I can come on every week if you want, Scott, but I really don't
I don't think
people
I could
really...
slow you down enough to do that. We'd have to have you from various locations where
yes,
you
various
end
locations.
Up because you're flying somewhere else this weekend
yes.
and I, all, yes. all over the place. But anyway, let's introduce our other guests who are here with us this morning as well to talk about this event coming up, the Focus on Farmington Coffee event. Laura Lee Harper is here. She is with the San Juan County Historical Society. Good morning and welcome to KSJE in person. Good to have you here.
It's great to be here again with you, Scott.
Thank you very much. Thank you for being here. And of course, Joan Monager is here this morning from the Aztec Museum, Pioneer Village. And Joan, good morning to you. Welcome back.
Good morning. Always a pleasure to be here, Scott.
You have been here numerous times, so it's great to have both of you here to talk a little bit about your partnerships with the Farmington Chamber of Commerce and the great things that are happening with your organizations as well. So, Laura Lee, do you want to start a little bit?
San Juan County Historical Society was, it started in 1989, and we're trying to carry on that historic process that they began then in being involved in our community. And so we're making new connections, and it's so exciting and rewarding to be able to talk with Jamie Church and connect with her and Joan Moninger to do our chamber focus on coffee on the 29th. And what we hope to do is bring connections with our businesses and our 501 other C3 charities so that we all can make connections and meet each other.
Right. Terrific. And I know the Historical Society has been really instrumental in promoting certainly local history, but also publishing local history as well, right? The Historical Society publishes at least a book a year, I believe, but correct me if I'm wrong.
That is correct. And what's really exciting is that we were participating just in the recent Dining with the Dead, and we sold over 30 of our Green Lawn books, which was really exciting for us. And we're gearing up to partnership with the City of Farmington and Jamie and the Chamber of Commerce in celebrating our Apple Fest, where we'll be celebrating also Catherine Davis's book, Railroad Here, Meet the Red Apple Flyer, and learn some new things about really the railroad that was once was in Farmington and our San Juan County.
Right.
And drove right up into Aztec on about noon on August 24th, 1905. And drove out about August 31st in 1968.
That was the last train.
That was the last train out. I want to say one other thing about that and our book that's in the book is that a lot of people think it was a short trip between Alamosa and Farmington, but actually it connected about 350 stations from the states of Utah, Colorado, and New Mexico.
Right,
and so
right.
It was a huge asset for our San Juan County, and its beginning was hauling apples.
That's it. That's true. That was why it was called the Red Apple Flyer, wasn't it? At least one of the reasons. And again, it went north into Durango, and then from there you could get to all those other places that you describe, right? That was the way, really the main route of travel in and out during the time of rail.
That's right.
Before the highways were built and things like that.
That's right.
So, very good. I don't remember that, but I read about it in Catherine's book.
It was a wonderful asset at the time, and if we hadn't had that, I don't know how they would have, delivered those apples to the other states and through the nation.
Well, that's how Farmington got its reputation, I think, too, in Bloomfield and Aztec, San Juan County, as a farming location and place to, attract other settlers and other pioneers to come out here to look at the before the oil and gas hit in the 1950s.
That's
and that was
right.
another
and
big
we
boom.
Went to harvesting gas.
Right. But a lot of the pipes and heavy equipment came in by that rail line too, right?
That is right. The cool thing I think, in my heart about the Catherine Davis book, and I really recommend all read it, is that it is the first book that I ever purchased back in 2005. And I had her sign it when I became a board of director in 2018.
Okay. All right. So. Very good. Well, and Catherine certainly knows her stuff. It's well researched, and there's lots to share in all the Historical Society books. And these are just two of the, how many have you published?
21.
Okay.
21 so, iconic books.
All about a different aspect of history in San Juan County.
Echoes of the Past, Crimes of the County, Lost Communities of Navajo Dam. There's just a myriad to choose from
Lots
for your
of
interest.
Right. And when you're a member of the Historical Society, you get access to the latest book.
That's
I know
right.
that as a member. So here you go.
And decide the next.
That's right. Jamie
well,
Church?
And I was going to mention that I mentioned the vendors for Chili and Oktoberfest, but 2 years ago we kind of merged with the Apple Festival, the Southwest Apple Fest, because Bev Taylor and that group, Flo Trujillo, was very interested in bringing back the knowledge on the agricultural history of our area. So we have our logo now is the Southwest Apple and Chili Fest. And
right.
So we will have, as one of our vendors down there, the San Juan Historical Society, will be there on October 7th with their books and also volunteer opportunities. So please, if you're coming in for the event, stop by. And just as a reminder, too, on that event, you only have to purchase a wristband if you are going to be tasting chili. If you just want to come down and visit the vendors and go to the stores downtown, you don't have to purchase a wristband. That is only for if you're wanting to taste the chili.
Okay.
So just clarifying that as well.
Because
we don't want people to think they have to pay to get into downtown that day. They don't. Just if they want to do the unlimited taste of chili.
Got it. So.
Catherine Davis is going to be signing her book at Artifacts, beginning the art walk on October 6th in connection with the Chamber of Commerce and Jamie.
Okay. So, very, very good. Well, wonderful. Well, great to have you here. Thank you for coming in. And then, of course, Joan Moniger is here from the Aztec Museum and Pioneer Village. And Joan, it's great to have you here. You had a busy summer, I think, at the museum.
We've had a great summer out
wonderful.
At the museum. Just finished our last the concert series on Friday night.
That's right.
We have another one coming up on Saturday, sing along in the afternoon. But being, I think, one of the newest members of the community here, I love seeing how the community is leaning into their heritage tourism, and you're seeing these great collaborations with businesses, Jamie Church, the Chamber, Chamber and Aztec. You've got the Historical Society, which is the county and beyond, the museums, cultural institutions, businesses all coming together. So like Southwest Chili Fest, you have, a four-day event, really. So you have Maker's Market, you have the gallery walk, you artists, it's all coming together. We have these wonderful books for sale. For me coming here, like Laura Lee was talking about buying her books, and so when I came here and my love of history is buying up these books from the Historical Society and sort of some things I was working on, some projects early on, was so invaluable. And the help I got from the Historical Society for some of my projects, Patty Tharp over there, was just invaluable.
Right, very true. And so the Aztec Museum will be front and center at this event coming up with the Farmington Chamber on the 29th of September.
9 a.m. On the 29th. We're welcoming folks to Aztec. Come on down. I know for some of the Farmington folks, that seems like way far out to get to Aztec. It's 20 minutes.
It's not.
I drive it almost every day.
Right.
It's 20 minutes. It's easy peasy.
And plus, there's coffee when you get there.
There's coffee when you get there. We're going to have the grounds open. We're going to have the Historical Society is there. They're going to be selling their books. So if we've got a little taste of interest in the books, they'll be for sale. And you get to walk around the grounds. A lot of people, drive right past. They don't realize right on Main Street and back behind, we have this wonderful resource in the community, which
is the Pioneer Village. That's true.
Yeah.
And some of these buildings that we read about in some of these books are actually have been moved to the Pioneer Village and restored and are open during the season for tours and visits and things like that.
It is, the 1880 Hamlet Cabin, that's the cabin where it sort of launched the Stockton Cattle Wars, of a murder that took place in there in 1880 on Christmas Eve at a party.
I just want people to think about that for a moment. Because I don't think we think about San Juan County as being a wild and crazy shoot 'em up western town, but it was in the 1870s and 1880s.
It was rugged, and there's different books that talk about some of those early years and just how wild it was.
Right.
And then going into
and lawless.
The orchards.
There was a lot of lawlessness here, too, because I think before San Juan County was established, we were part of Rio Arriba County, the county seat was way over in Tierra Amarilla. And if you know how far that is, think about that on a horse.
Mm-hmm.
To go get help when there's a problem.
Yeah,
wasn't
no.
happening.
No,
so I keep interrupting you. So
no, that's okay.
Continue.
No, there was all. But the different buildings do represent the different things that were going on. So we talk about Southwest Apple Fest and Chili Fest. We have things that relate to that orchard heritage of the community. And then you go right into oil and gas and everything else. And so a little bit for everybody. And it's just fun. It's a great way to learn history. And I think that. there's just a great need for people to understand and learn history, and some folks maybe are busy, and so maybe they haven't. So this is a great time to come back, you know, buy the books, come experience the different things, come do the activities. I think through collaboration is where you get a lot of innovation, and that's why kind of you have all these different organizations, businesses come out to the coffee. Come visit with what Jamie's doing with the Chamber and what Lorelei is doing with the Historical Society. It really is great opportunities for everyone.
Very true. One-stop shop. Very true.
One thing's wonderful about this is that making a connection with the Aztec Museum and Joan is that she's become now a member of the San Juan County Historical Society, and we're real excited about that.
I'm on the Southwest Applefest Committee.
And so we're all making connections and having Jamie support us. And we do have a joint venture that's going on November 15th. Mm-hmm. Joan, do you want to talk a little bit about that?
I'm really excited about this. So Fred Blackburn, he's up in Telluride, has for the last several years been documenting the graffiti that's on the vigas at Aztec ruins. So back when before Earl Morris and them were excavating, you know, these were filled up with dirt. So you could just, you know, come in, again, early Euro pioneers that came to the area, actually even the Spanish explorers, you could go in and you could just, you know, carve, you know, your name, almost like an El Morro of San Juan County at this point.
Right.
And leave those traces. So he's been photographing those with his team, documenting them. They have to go way up, and he'll talk about that process on November 15th at the Farmington Civic Center. It's a big public event that we're having with the Historical Society and the museum. He's going to do a whole program, and then he talks about the stories, because he's gone back in and researched the stories. Patty Tharp has helped him. The museum has helped him. This is how I found out. I was new to the museum at the time. We have the original letters between H.D. Abrams, who owned the property that then became Aztec Ruins. And so the letters between him and the American Museum of Natural History in New York, we have those. And so he's looking at those. He's looking at pictures, documents. Who are these people who came through? Some of them stayed. There's a little boy who went through, and he wrote his name in every single room, vigas, in the whole thing. But it's really a great and project and an ongoing project, because he's still looking for more information. Maybe people tucked away in Grandma and Grandpa's papers, you know, or something relevant that he could use. And so it's definitely an engaging opportunity to learn more about the ruins, which I don't feel like I know enough about.
Right.
And they are a World Heritage Site, and they really are world class. For those of us who've been around the world, we have them right here. And I think I hear stories of the people who were out partying and things, you know, over the years when they were young. And then it's like, yeah, you got that, but you really have world-class ruins. I mean, people come, we got visitors from the museum, you know, Germany, Netherlands, you know, all over the place, all the time, coming out to see the ruins.
We live in a special place. We sure
do.
For sure. But that's an exciting thing. And I'm sure some of the stories that he has learned about some of the writings at the ruins have really created some other types of cool little things to learn about, right?
Yeah,
and the dates from some of these visitors, I guess, that came through. You mentioned maybe, you know, some of the pioneers in the late 1800s, but I think some of these go back even much earlier.
Yeah,
they're
older. And I'm gonna let him do that.
Okay.
Maybe he can come on the show when he's here.
We should do that.
He is fascinating.
Yeah.
I saw him speak at Aztec Ruins for the Chaco Conservancy earlier, and then he just was at Animas Museum. And so we're really excited, us and the Historical Society, to bring him back to town and have him talk more about this amazing work that he's doing, because if he wasn't doing it, that's history that's lost.
True.
And the connection with that is our logo for the San Juan County Historical Society. I don't know if everyone understands this, but it's a blueprint and a floor plan of the kiva of Aztec Ruins, the Great House.
True. Very true. It's one of those unique features that we can recognize right away, at least try to, right, when we see it. So that's wonderful. Jamie Church, I mean, you are responsible for bringing these ladies together and other things that happen in our community.
People are doing amazing things, and then I get to be lucky enough to just sort of be a connector of what's happening. But, you know, we're the Farmington Chamber of Commerce, and it's a focus on Farmington coffee. So people may say, well, why are we doing these coffees in Aztec? Well, because we are a region. We are, yes, this is Farmington, but we know that we have so many treasures and so many wonderful things in our entire county. And so we want to be more collaborative with what's happening. And so we reached out and set up the coffee and then reached out to the Aztec Chambers and make sure you have this and you're welcoming your chamber members to it. Because if you know me, you know my thing is just all about connecting people to people and people to their community. And so this is just such an awesome opportunity. I also personally love history. It's my favorite thing is to read history and know more about history. So I'm going to have to become a member of the Historical Society. I'll do it right after we get off the air. But I think also the volunteering, you know, these things, I say it every time. All these things we talk about don't happen without volunteers. They can't run the Historical Society. I can't run the chamber events. The walkathon can't happen. The Christmas parade, which, by the way, things will be going up on our website for the Christmas parade this week on the chamber website if you want to put in a float. None of these things that we all love, Connie Mack, the fair, they cannot happen without volunteers. And so the people that volunteer often don't get the recognition. I get to be on the radio and talk about things, and I get to, but it's the volunteers. It's all the people that make these things happen. And so we appreciate and love the volunteers.
Very true.
Very excited.
They make a lot of things happen.
And just come to the coffee. You are not going to be asked to join anything, to sign up for anything. This is not strictly a Chamber of Commerce event. Mm-hmm. Just come. I think I'm going to reach out to some of our assisted living places after the show and see if they want to bring in some of their residents on the bus that morning. I think they would love it. And so, you know, just this is a community event. This is meant to connect people in the community over coffee.
Right.
So,
what could be better?
My favorite thing.
That's
but,
true.
Yeah.
But that's very, very true. Joan, I wanted to ask you again about this other event that I have a poster of. You mentioned it, I think, briefly.
I did.
On the 16th, that'll be here, this weekend.
Yeah.
So just remind us a little bit about that event.
Yeah. So it is the Smithsonian Institution's Free Museum Day. So the admission to the museum is free that day for everybody. We're going to have Norman Garrison and our friend Devin Neely out running the old printing press.
I have a picture. There they are.
We've
got to put Devin Neely on the screen.
Garrison's donated the old Hustler Press to the museum. It's in an old building that used to be at Flora Vista, so there's connections everywhere.
Right.
And so they're going to be running
Hustler,
that.
The Hustler, just to define that word, was the name of the newspaper that served the area.
It was just a regular newspaper.
And the Farmington Daily Times was earlier known as the Times Hustler.
Yes.
And then that became the Times and the Daily Times. Just a little bit of history there. So
Perfect, exactly. So they'll be running the press. We're going to have kids craft going on because we have the music program going. We're going to take some old random sheet music and they're going to do a craft using the sheet music.
It might look like that.
Yeah, it might look like that.
That we see on the screen. That's right.
And again, we have lots of volunteers there helping that day, and of course Jane Voss and Will Osborne. Singing. It's going to be a sing-along in the afternoon at 2 o'clock in our little concert pavilion that we have. We seat up to 150 there. And it's going to be fun. You got song sheets. It's going to be songs from our sheet music collection. So very regional. So On the Sunny San Juan, O Fair New Mexico, and some of these others. And Hoyle gives a terrific explanation, history to it, things you just have no idea about.
Right.
I didn't even know to be interested in it. And he just absolutely fascinates me. And I love nothing more than listening to Jane perform and belt out a tune. So it's going to be lots of fun.
Jane and Hoyle are treasures of the moment.
They are absolute treasures.
So it's wonderful to hear them perform. So if you get a chance to do that, it's a great treat. So I wouldn't pass that up.
Well, and I was just thinking, this didn't even connect until just now, but our theme for our Christmas parade this year is New Mexico Christmas. We really want everybody's floats to really have a flavor of New Mexico, whether it's Farolitas or just anything that has to do with New Mexico. So that's our theme for the parade this year. We want everybody's floats to have just a little bit of a theme of that. So really ties
our
in
community,
our heritage.
Our heritage.
And
for,
I think we
for
have
the long timers as well as
yes,
new folks.
Yes, and we have a very unique cultural heritage here. And so that is our parade theme this year.
Again,
don't have the stuff out yet, but it's going out this week. So
the parade is
just
scheduled for
in
November.
Yes. I'm sorry, what?
The parade date?
Yes. Oh, I'm sorry. Thursday, November 30th.
Sorry to put you on
It is
spot.
The last. It's always the first Thursday after Thanksgiving and coincides with the family night for Festival of Trees. So
Thank
that
you.
Is why it is on November 30th. I've had to answer that question a few times already. But yes, November 30th, and the theme is New Mexico Christmas. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Well,
there you go.
And we'll hear more about that, I know,
yes,
in the months
next,
to
yes,
come.
Next month.
but yes, so wonderful. Well, thank you both for coming in. Laura Lee, any
I
final thoughts?
I want to do
thoughts?
One last thing.
Yes,
I want to
of
do
course.
A shout out for Luke Renner and uh-huh. his students in his media program.
Salmon College.
Katie Hernandez redigitized our logo and has made it more clear, you know, in the picture as the years went by, it kind of faded out. And so we want to do a shout out with that connection and that support as well. And don't forget about Aztec Sparkles.
That's right. Yeah, the other holiday event in the area. That's
yes.
very true.
Yeah,
right?
And that's in December. And I can't, off the top of my head, I don't remember the date.
That's right.
Actually,
we'll,
you know what? We'll, I do have the date.
We'll bring you back. But okay.
Yeah, it is December 9th. So again, different events going on. So there are plenty for people to do. Nobody should be sitting at home on a weekend saying, oh, what should I do? There's mm-hmm. just, what should I pick to do? Because
right.
there's so much going on.
That's very true. And if you're not at these events, you're missing out.
That's
so
right.
there's that as well. Jamie Church, your
yes.
other chamber events. Again, I know the Women's Summit is sold out.
Yes,
so
it is.
Don't even think about getting
don't
a chair.
Don't even think about it. But the Business to Business Expo, which is a new event that we're bringing on this year to coincide with the Women's Summit, that is free and open to the public. We are sold out on vendors. We have all the vendors we can take, but that will be in the lobby and the hallways of the Civic Center. It is also on November 9th. It is free and open to the public. We want you to come in and meet these vendors that provide goods and services in our area. So there will be more about that coming out, what it's all about, but that is November 9th, and that piece of it is open to the public and free. So
okay.
come on down. It goes from 8:30 in the morning till about 3:30 in the afternoon, and great vendors. And as I mentioned, we sold out, so we've got a variety of people there that from business services to nonprofits to goods and services, we've got it all. So we want you to stop by.
Very good. Okay.
Right.
Thank
Thanks.
You very much.
Thank you.
Thank you, everyone, for coming in this morning. It's great to have you all here. And thank you for all the work that you do in all of our communities. So
thank you, Scott.
Thank you.
Thank you all for all you do to yes. let us talk about all
I
this.
I just sit here and
you.
Talk in the more for a living. So that's what I get to do. Best job in the in town, for sure. Thank you all very much, everyone. This is KSJE.
Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.